You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Yeah, we're here to promote the tour tonight.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And then while we were here, they said, do you want to do a bit for Sky? I said, oh yeah, fuck it, why not? We're here for the tour. Might as well do a bit for Sky as well.
Well, we're at Wembley, obviously. What are the memories when you see Carl?
I was telling Carl earlier, they were wanting to do the push and pull gag, and I was like, we don't really want to do the push and pull gag tonight. And actually, probably last time we were both in Wembley Arena together, it was 4 months after we were at Wembley Stadium together. Our box, Christopher Brass, won the European title, and he was commentating, and he said, I ain't got it no more, and I've been cobra'd. So he couldn't be nice about me then, he probably won't be nice about me now. He's got no respect, look, he's sitting there.
Turned around.
Fucking doing an interview. This is usual, I've always had to carry the show. They call it Frotch Groves, it's me. It's fucking me, isn't it? I'm the one who puts bums on seats. He's fucking... Look, he's not even here. Sleep at the wheel.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. It's always nice to see you two together, but a little bit strange still. Your tour starts on Friday here, George.
Yeah, Friday, Bristol. We're going on tour. I've been practicing a couple of magic tricks. Cole's been singing, so it's going to be really good. When you get down there, you can see something special.
Would you say you're pals now?
Decent voice as well, to be fair.
Would you say you're pals?
A what?
Would you say you're pals now? Is that a bit too far?
Yeah, it's probably a bit too far. We're just acquaintances, aren't we? Like colleagues.
Yeah, we got a functional working relationship now. It's okay. It's okay. We don't despise or hate each other.
There's no mean intentions there now, is there?
No.
I don't look at him and think I want to hit him. I don't think you want to hit me, do you?
No, I don't want to hit him. No, I don't want to hit him.
But we're all right. We get on when we do what we have to do.
You still give him a little
professional.
Reminder,
there's no reminders. The respect's there now, so no, there's no need for it, is there?
What do you think about that fight now and the two fights? But when you see Carl, what are the memories for?
That's all right, man. It's good because we had a great time. I don't know. It's weird. Memories come flooding back.
When you boxed all your life, amateur and pro, we showed that stadium fights could be made. We set a trend, and it's great to be part of that. Brilliant.
Do you feel like sometimes you don't get the credit for kind of kick-starting this growth we've seen in British boxing? You two?
Don't really know if I feel I need any credit, to be honest. We did what we did. It was great that we filled the stadium and we got the crowd there. But I don't know where the credit needed. We got paid for what we do, what we love to do. So.
We are lucky. I feel that we are lucky that we had, opposition. Essentially, had each other. Had the platform. Had the controversy. Had all these magical things to make a genuine, huge event. And as long as people remember it, that'll be good, won't it? That'll be great. Because who knows what the future may hold.
But we're going on tour. We're going on tour. Sorry to stop you, George.
Yeah.
We're going on tour, make sure you come along. Make sure you come along, Umar, because I want to see you there. Where's the first one? Bristol.
Bristol.
When are you in London?
I think next week we're in Bristol, the 10th.
What, don't you travel?
Yeah. Yeah,
when are you in London?
How many dates have you got?
You should come up to Glasgow. We've got 10 dates. Consecutive weeks as well.
Yeah. There might be some more added, but 10 on the calendar so far. That'll do.
Sheffield, Derby, I think. We're not going to Nottingham. You didn't want to come to Nottingham, did you?
No,
you didn't fancy Nottingham. Didn't fancy Nottingham.
They said I could sell a few tickets in Nottingham, but they want to rely on me trying to sell tickets in Nottingham. So they thought Nottingham. It's not a big sell. Not a lot of boxing fans there.
We're in London. We're in Glasgow. We're in Swindon. We're in Shrewsbury. Yeah, so yeah, looking forward to it. Should be good fun.
Are you doing a night out together after?
Depends where it is. Depends. It'd be late, won't it? That is the night out. The Frotch Groves tour is the night out.
We're still the athletes. We're still athletes. So we're there, we live and breathe it.
Still on weight, aren't you?
Exactly, I'm still on weight.
Still in shape.
We'll be in bed early.
Chris Eubank. Chris Eubank fights off tonight. We was going to fill in, and we just thought, you know what? Not big enough, is it, dude?
It's
the arena. We need a stadium.
Wembley was just a bit too cliche, really, wasn't it? Yeah, if it was anywhere else, you would have done it.
Well, I spoke to Carl last week, and he said perhaps he could be getting in the ring with Joe Calzaghe, Mikel Kessler, maybe Roy Jones. What do you think about that?
Sounds. Some of them sound cool. Yeah, Calzaghe would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'd love to see that. Roy Jones, I don't want to see him punch Roy Jones. That's not my cup of tea. Don't do it, Carl. And Kessler, I mean, he had two boring fights with Kessler. We don't want to see another boring fight with Kessler.
They were quite good fights.
They were great fights. I put Carl off for the first fight. Went up to Sheffield. Went up to Sheffield and he dropped me. Done the old. I got frotched. Do you know what I mean? Hit me on top of the head.
Hang on, you can put
Sheffield. And he dropped me. Like, I stood in the flash knockdown, got up into the spar, whatever. Embarrassed as fuck because the GB and that.
I aimed with the cheek in the right hand and your arse touched the ropes, didn't it? Did you go down or did you?
I don't know, it might have been a knee. Might not have been. I mean, it was on the frustration.
How pissed off was you?
Really pissed off. But redemption, or whatever it was. 3 days later, he came back to Nottingham and it was his last spar with the ash cloud. And he must have thought, we'll bring him in.
Last punch of the last spar.
You'll chin him and you feel really good before you fight. I fucking mullered him, didn't I? Pulled him about. He couldn't land the glove on me.
Perfect.
I had Lee, and everyone else. Let's have a photo. Fucking. Signing gloves.
Yeah,
Lee
took everything,
didn't
it? Yeah. My brother had a photo with him. No, he perforated my left eardrum with a left hook, my right eardrum. And pissed me off. So it was literally the last punch of the last spar. And I've got this, when your eardrum's perforated, it annoys you. It's like,
I put a significant dent in Carl for the first Kessler fight. I was out in Denmark sparring Kessler for the second fight.
Yeah.
I mean, that upset him. We only did about 6 rounds.
That was out of order, you sparred Kessler.
Yeah, but you kept picking on
him,
me in the build-up.
Giving him like a little bit of help and shit, and trying to...
I was softening him up for you.
And then you called me...
Obviously, I sparred you before your first time with him, and I busted you up. So I tried to do the same thing as Kessler, but he was doing good Kessler. I couldn't put a dent in him.
You bust milk from the rest. Bringing the boxes on the
roster.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.